This is Matt Greller, CEO of AIM. Welcome to the Hometown Innovations Podcast. Join us as we share ways our municipalities are positioning themselves for the future, thought-provoking interviews with state and local leaders, and more. Thanks for listening as we tell the municipal story.
Welcome to this episode of AIM's Hometown Innovations Podcast. This is Chelsea Schneider, AIM Municipal Innovation Specialist, and I am here in Fort Wayne with Mayor Tom Henry, talking a lot about the city's projects to maximize the riverfront, bring, you know, new private investment into Fort Wayne's downtown. So Mayor, you know, tell me a little bit about the Landing Project you all are doing.
Well, the Landing Project is an initiative that consists primarily of one block of our downtown. It's one of the oldest blocks in our city. It's currently named Columbia Street, but we refer to it as the Landing because many years ago, the Landing was an area along the canal, the Erie Wabash Canal. Of course, that canal is long gone, but it's still referred to as the Landing. And what we're going to be doing is taking that block and renovating the entire area. All of the structures will be completely changed to reflect more of the theme that we're trying to create in that part of town. And it'll be pedestrian friendly. We are taking all vehicular traffic off of that street, so you can go from one side to the other without worrying about any types of vehicles. But it's going to consist of restaurants and coffee shops and bars and other types of entertainment and hospitality offerings, primarily for those people that live downtown. We have several thousand people that live downtown Fort Wayne now. Many of them work downtown, and what they're asking for are places to gather and to play downtown. So that's what we're attempting to do. It'll be lit up at night, and we'll be offering all kinds of music on the weekends primarily. But again, the primary emphasis will be a gathering place for people.
Great. I mean, that's a really cool project when it comes to building quality of place, you know, placemaking in downtown. I mean, why are those kind of organic gathering places important, and why do you want them in your community?
Well, I think more and more employers are asking for incentives, if you will, outside of just the financial incentives that we quite often take to the table. They want to know about the quality of life of a community. They want to know about your school systems. They want to know about your housing stock, and they want to know about your park system, and about your downtown, and a number of other amenities that make up a city. All of us are, we mayors are now in a position where we pretty much all have financial incentives, whether it's TIF financing or CREED financing or tax abatement or other tools that we can bring to the table. So now I think we're competing more and more in areas that reflect the intrinsic values of a city. And investments in downtowns to make them more of an attractive area that has a lot of excitement and momentum and they have a lot of creative offerings that will bring people downtown to experience the core of your city. I think that's terribly important, and I think most mayors realize that.
Great. I mean, and tell me a little bit about what else is going around, you know, the river.
Well, we have a couple of other projects that we're working on. The one that really came as a little bit of a surprise and a pleasant one at that, we are beginning to develop our downtown along the river. For years, our river, we have three rivers in our city, and for years they were sometimes quite a detriment to our community because during high water events, obviously they would flood and put a lot of our private development in harm's way. Well, over the years, we've invested a lot of money in trying to protect those investments through levees and other types of flood fighting techniques. And we're to the point now where most of our city is pretty well protected. So we now want to turn our rivers into more of an asset, more of a drawing place for our residents and for those visiting our community. So what we're doing now is building a city park right along the river. Actually, it'll be on both sides of the river. And it'll consist of everything from pavilions to music shells to studying areas of nature to an expanded trail system. So we're doing a lot of investing with public dollars and some philanthropic investments in order to create an atmosphere where private development may follow. Well, what's happened is as we've begun to put that initiative together, we did get contacted by a private developer who knew what we were doing, came in and visited our community, and wants to be the very first private developer along the river right next to our public space. And he is going to build a little over $60 million mixed-use development consisting of retail space, office space, and residential space with the apartments several floors up overlooking the rivers and overlooking the new public space that we're putting together. But we're really excited because, again, that's a private development that we were not anticipating this early in the game. We were hoping maybe a couple of years down the road. Well, he, again, found out what we were doing through a number of different sources, came in, visited us, and made the decision that this is where he wanted to do his next development. So we're very excited about that. And then the other project that we're working on, this is probably one of the biggest initiatives that we've taken on in quite some time, and that's the Electric Works project. Electric Works is the name that we've given to the abandoned General Electric building. GE, that factory sits on about 30 to 40 acres. It's got, oh my gosh, almost two dozen buildings. So it's a massive, massive set of buildings that used to employ somewhere around 12,000 employees, but it's gone now from our community. So all the buildings sit there, and we've decided rather than go through and bulldoze all those buildings and take away that historic section of our city, that we are going to attempt to work with the developer and create a whole new type of offering in our city. And again, that will consist of everything from retail space to perhaps educational space, residential space, office space, incubator space for new entrepreneurs. So there's a number of different possibilities within that campus that we could put together. Now that's a massive project that's going to take a number of years to ultimately put together what we want, and this probably phase one will probably be a couple hundred million dollars. But again, we know it's going to take some time, but we're out aggressively marketing that space now, and hopefully we'll get in enough anchor tenants and others who might be interested in being in that part of town and making it all that it can be.
Great. And I think, you know, it was really interesting when you said, you know, public investment generates right. private investment. Uh-huh. You know, when you talk to your fellow mayors and town leaders, I mean, what advice would you give them as they're working to attract, you know, that as well?
Well, public investment, I don't have any problem with as long as we have some assurance that the private dollar will follow. We can't just take public money, tax money, and put it into a project, into an initiative, without having some comfort level that the private dollars will follow. For instance, with the Electric Works that I was just talking about, they're asking us locally for about $65 million over the next several years. Well, before I can release that through our Capital Improvement Board or other entities, what I need to see on their side are some signed leases. Some anchor tenants. Anchor tenants, you know, consisting of an investment of maybe 100,000 square feet or more. And it's not unlike a mall where you have anchor tenants, you know, the Macy's and the Sears stores and so on, and then all the smaller fill-in stores happen. Well, it's very similar to this particular initiative. What we need is a couple of big investments of 100,000 square feet or more. Once that happens, the other ones will follow. Well, if they can come to me with some of those anchor leases, that makes me much more comfortable in investing the public dollars. But, you know, it's in a public-private partnership, you both need to bring something to the table. You're both going to accept some risks, and that's part of business. But you need to be able to lessen as much of that risk as possible through some known investments as far as leases and the like.
Great. And I mean, when you look to Fort Wayne's future, you mm-hmm. know, all these new projects going on, I mean, what are your hopes or what's your long-term mm-hmm. vision for the city?
Well, I happen to believe that downtowns are the heart of every community. And if you don't have an active, thriving, exciting downtown, one that would draw potential employers into your community, then you're going to have a real tough time moving your community into the future. So I've invested in my years as mayor a lot of time and effort and a lot of money through public-private partnerships and trying to utilize all of the tools that the state legislature has given us to try to put our downtown in a competitive position against other cities. You know, neighborhoods obviously need to have a significant amount of investment made as far as infrastructure improvements and the like. So streets and curbs and sidewalks and handicap ramps and the like, those certainly are terribly important. And that will help out with housing stock down the road. But right now, my primary concentration has been to have a downtown that truly reflects the type of city that we feel we have. And when we go out and try to attract and recruit new employers, this is the first place to be taken, is our downtown.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Mayor. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.